All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor. I'm speaking to you here on the Tuesday, February 7th, 2017. I'd like to remind each of you every week that I am the author of a newsletter, Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and you can subscribe to that letter at miningstocks.com, miningstocks.com. And you can subscribe to my friend Chen Lin's letter as well at ChenPicks.com, ChenPicks.com. I want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business channel, and also want to encourage you to send along your questions, comments, criticisms, and praises to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions, the number for Taylor@gmail.com. I do want to thank our sponsors for today's show. They are Golden Predator, Chilean Metals, Aravista, Aran Resources, Novo Resources, Uranium Energy Corp, and DynaCert Inc. And a couple of words about our sponsors and the progress that they're making. Golden Predator, their shares have been on a tear, and they're actually up 877% since I first talked about them in my newsletter last March 2016. In just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Bill Sheriff. He is the executive chairman of that company. They have a high-grade, near-surface gold deposit. Looks very, very massive up in the Yukon. The stock's made quite a run. Is it still a good buy at its current price? We're going to talk to Bill about that. Arvista has also started moving much higher. This company has a very large gold deposit in Quebec, some 3-plus million ounces of gold, but I firmly believe that their 30,000-meter drill program that's getting underway this year will probably increase that number very dramatically. And I am also aware that some very serious deep-pocket successful mining entrepreneurs have stepped into this game as well and have put a significant amount of money into this company. This is one I'm very, very excited about. We'll be talking to the CEO of that company on February 28th. Novo Resources, my own personal top pick, is doing extremely well the last couple of days, and I think in part because of some excellent assays, or metallurgical results that have come back showing the company being able at its Beaton's Creek project of recovering more than 98% of the gold in that rock. And lots more good news, I think, coming from Novo Resources as it spells out its blue spec assays, the assays that are coming from the drilling program that's going on, very high-grade vein system there in northwestern Australia. Last but not least, DynaCert has had some very good news this week, namely that the revenues have begun to flow from the sale of the company's first 500-unit sales of hydrogen. That's a device that is added on to trucks that help save the fuel consumption for trucks, reduce the fuel consumption for trucks by upwards to 18% or so, and also massively reduces carbon emissions. So we'll be talking to the president, Jim Payne, of that company on March 21st. So lots of good things happening with our sponsors. I'm very proud to have them, and I'm very happy also personally to have them in my newsletter and also to make a little bit of money myself with some of these stocks. So I've titled today's show, David Stockman Says Get Out of Stocks Now. Bill Sheriff, as I just mentioned, the executive chairman of Golden Predator, will be with me. This is the first time Bill's been with us. Also, Michael Oliver is here momentarily, and we'll be speaking to him in just a few seconds. And then David Stockman, at about half past the hour, will tell us why investing in the equity market is very dangerous right now and why he thinks not only are we likely to see a decline, but likely a dramatic decline. So we'll talk to David Stockman about a half past the hour to get his views on the markets and the economy and more as well on the political front too. In geopolitics, David is talking about American foreign policy. Very, very important, he says, to drain the swamp. We have to look at that area of our lives, that area of the budget as well. Well, right now we have Michael with us. Thank you, Michael, for joining me again. It's always good to have you with me.
It was good to be back.
OliverMSA.com, folks, OliverMSA.com. Well, Michael, gold is looking very strong now, and it seemed to have really thrived after it sort of tested a key level for you down close to, I guess it was 1120 or something like that.
We had a level we didn't want to see in particular because it would have put us into a neutral camp. And it was a big sell-off September through December, I admit, but it didn't negate the annual momentum uptrend that began in February from the low 1100s. But on momentum, there was a number I published. People thought, scratched their heads because it was so detailed. It said 1119.6, so just under 1120, because that would cause annual momentum, the downtick and 2% increment to a level I didn't particularly want to see. It wouldn't necessarily say it's a bear. It just says that's too deep. Comfort.
Uh-huh.
It stopped at 11.23, so it stopped $3.40 above it, and then now we're at about 12.30. So I think the bull is still there. It just had a big correction. Period. That's all it was. It was and I'm sure a boatload of late coming longs who bought gold not in 1100s, but at 1250 or 1300, got dumped out.
Yeah.
And now they're probably wondering, what do I do?
Yeah.
And that's their problem, but you know it's just the nature of bull markets or bear markets. There are counter trend moves that will rattle your teeth if you didn't get in at the right spot, or if you were too leveraged or something. So it's just the nature of markets, and those folks have a problem. But I'm still very bullish on it, and the gold miners are acting even better. I like them better than gold.
For
measured reasons, not for fundamental. We don't approach things fundamentally.
Right.
But the spread between the gold miners and gold over the past decade or two decades even, you can measure it. And we measured it. And in fact, we had a recent report on it. And it's still fully positive, turned positive in late 2015. So it said this time around, don't own gold, own the gold miners. You'll do better. Mm-hmm. Sure enough, you are. And I think that will continue. I don't see anything in the way right now that indicates that's going to change.
All right. What about the dollar? The gold has been, the last couple of days at least, it's been very strong, even as the dollar has strengthened. What about the dollar now? What are your charts suggesting there?
Dollar's dancing on a mine, just above a minefield. We've watched the euro and the dollar because the euro is 57% of the dollar index. Okay, so the dollar index popped through some highs that occurred in 2015, early in the year and late in the year, and were pushed at in 2016, basically up at 100 level on the dollar index. Actually, the numbers were about 100.50. Okay, late last year, 2016, the market pushed on through to 103.5, so punched out above the prior highs by all 2-3%. And everybody got ecstatic. The dollar bull is really, it's going to take off. It's going to leave the earth. And because it took out some price highs. Meanwhile, no momentum indicator that I had was anywhere near taking out any highs.
Uh-huh.
So momentum was choking and giving a Bronx cheer to the price action. And then last week, we had the dollar index close the week out at 99.60. So back down below those prior highs that it broke out above so demonstrably. So I tend to think the breakout late last year was exhaustive, false, and a trap. But I need to see the dollar index get down to 99, and we stopped at 99.23 last week. I think it's back over 100 right now. I need to see it get to 99, especially close a month there or lower. If I see that, then in our view at Momentum Structural Analysis is it's a bear. Now, the euro, at the same time, has done some things that are positive, but I want them both to signal the opposite. The euro got high enough in the rally a week ago to take out last year's momentum high on our momentum measurements, annual momentum. So that was a positive. But at the same time, the dollar did not do the opposite. It came close. So I still want that dollar index below at 99 or lower before I can be convinced of that. And I think once you break that, if you do break it, and I think my bias is you're going to, that it'll be a whoosh. It won't be gentle. And therefore, that could really inject some some power into some commodities, especially gold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very interesting. Well, with just 2 minutes left here yet, Michael, you've been talking about the counter trend rally in the T-bond. We've seen some of that. How much further do you think it has to run?
I have some reasons to think, and I've said this a couple of months ago, in fact. First off, we're bearish on the bonds. We think yields are going up, prices are going down. And we look at T-bond futures, 30-year debt instrument. It's been around for 30 years in the futures markets, since 1977, I think. And they got up to 170s. In the 166 level, we turned major bearish on annual momentum of T-bonds. That was back in October. They dropped to 148, pretty good drop. But they got overdone, and our view was they're going to have a counter-trend rally. It was counter to the major new negative trend. They're going to have a sharp counter-trend rally, sort of like gold had a counter-trend sell-off, remember, late last year.
Sure.
Well, they haven't had it yet. I think we could go to 156 at minimum, and I think our best level so far we've seen in the last few weeks is just below 154. I think it's trying again right now to get muster that rally, get it going. It may be that rally will be coincidental with weakness in the S&P. That's my gut hunch. I don't want to put everything on that, but I think that if the bonds get that rally going, probably it will be assisted by weakness in the S&P. And right now, of course, the S&P is just sound asleep up there. You know, you keep going up. They make a, quote, new high, and then they drop the market back, and they come up and make a new high by a few more points, and they drop the market. It's getting boring.
yeah, it really is.
That will help the bond market have a spike counter-trend rally.
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, we're going to be talking to David Stockman in about 15 minutes or so from now. And he put out a piece this morning titled Stock Markets Unhinged, Why the Crash Will Be Violent. I can't imagine a violent stock market crash. At least initially, money wouldn't flow into the bond market, into the treasury markets
until
some reason, God forbid, people lose confidence in the U.S. dollar. And then it could be a brand new game of some.
That would affect the bonds negatively, I would think, because, you know, at some point. And that would go with the major negative trend in the bonds, which we foresee, would be a dollar weakening because, you know, no sense owning a T-bond for almost no yield and losing on the currency swap, you know. So, I think that could be a factor as well.
All right, Michael, we're going to have to leave it go at that.
Okay.
I might ask you to stick around for a little bit, though, in case our next guest isn't available.
Sure.
I'll be back to you. Thank you very much for being with us, Michael. And if we don't talk to you some more today, we'll look to talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, folks. So we are scheduled to be with Bill Sheriff. He's the executive director of Golden Predator. My engineer is saying he's having a little trouble getting in touch with him. So we will be back, though, after the break, hopefully, with Bill Sheriff.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Orin Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Orin is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
Golden Predator Mining Corp., a well-financed gold exploration company operating in Canada's Yukon. Focused on advancing its Three Aces project, a high-grade gold project located in the southeast Yukon with gold and quartz outcrops at surface. Ongoing work includes trenching, roadwork, drilling, and bulk sampling. Golden Predator also holds the past-producing Brewery Creek project located near Dawson City, Yukon. Golden Predator, a company working closely with Yukon First Nations. Golden Predator trades on the Canadian venture market as GPY, and in the U.S. OTC market as NTGSF.
Chilean Metals is a Canadian junior exploration company focusing on high potential copper, gold prospects in Chile and Canada. Chilean Metals' Zulima property is a Candelaria-like prospect, one of the largest mines in the world. The company has begun its drill program in Chile on a Zulima property and should be completed by the end of February. We also own a 3% royalty on future production on Teck Resources' Copaquiri property, potentially worth millions of dollars annually. This is the time to invest in Chilean metals, a discovery story with a hedge. Traded TSX Venture under symbol CMX.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.